You're listening to NewsRamp, Industry and Manufacturing. Today is Monday evening, March 16th, 2026. Real Stories AI Voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted Newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
Omen Holdsworth Staffer reports solid operating performance of existing plants in the second half of 2025. Homan Holds Workstoffer reports solid operating performance in the second half of 2025, with revenues reaching $188.1 million, up 2.5% from the previous year. Existing plants showed stable earnings, although startup losses at the new plant in Lithuania impacted adjusted operating EBITDA. The company extended financing in Lithuania until 2030 and terminated a joint venture in Egypt. The full-year forecast for 2025 remains on track, with an outlook for 2026 to be included in the upcoming annual report.
Sartorius launches next-generation platform to boost efficiency in cell therapy production. Sartorius launches the Evio cell therapy platform, revolutionizing autologous cell therapy production. The system's compact design can increase output up to fourfold in existing cleanroom space, potentially reducing manufacturing costs by 90%. Successful pilot project with CDMO Elevate Bio proves the platform's applicability. Orders for the Evio platform will be accepted starting September 2026, with deliveries expected in 2027.
Rock breaks. LaFleur Minerals Inc. appoints three directors to strengthen mining and capital markets expertise. LaFleur Minerals Inc. announces the appointment of three new directors, Paul Tenier, Peter Espigay, and Jeff Swinoga, to strengthen mining and capital markets expertise. The company aims to advance the Swanson Gold Project and restart gold production at the Beacon Gold Mill in Quebec's Abitibi Gold Belt. Preet Gill and Harvier Sudhu have resigned from the board, effective March 15, 2026.
Pelican Acquisition Corporation is one to watch. Pelican Acquisition Corporation is set to merge with Greenland Exploration Limited and March GL Company, forming Greenland Energy Company, focused on energy development in Greenland's Jameson Land Basin. With potential for over 13 billion barrels of recoverable oil, the company aims to tap into the Arctic region's vast undiscovered resources. The merger is expected to finalize on March 17, 2026, creating a significant player in the energy sector.
The news are real world real. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.